farming for 36 years in Wisconsin, and I've seen a lot of changes. And certainly GMOs, that modern breeding technology, has helped us be more sustainable by enabling us to deal with some of the tough conditions we have in farming and some of the pests that we have to control and the weeds we have to control. So there's no doubt that the use of the modern breeding techniques that we have with GMOs have given us tools to use less land and produce more crops per acre, to use fewer inputs in the name of fertilizer as well as chemical inputs to produce better crops more sustainably, and it's definitely cut our soil loss. We have been no-till for over 30 years. We're very proud of the fact that we have farms that have not seen a plow in over 30 years, and we are producing really top quality yields and quality corn and soybeans on that ground. So we're very, very proud of that. And it's really about the fact that we need every tool in the tool chest to help us be more sustainable. This isn't about one production method over another, because we are open to all production methods. But the fact is that we need every tool in the toolbox to help us the changing conditions that are occurring in agriculture, whether they're changing in climate, changing in tillage systems, just changing in what is being demanded of us by the consumer. So it really is important that we have all those modern technologies that make us be better and, as a result, more sustainable farming. And USFRA is taking a refined focus on the customer audience, because we realize that we want to make sure that food companies understand what is happening on today's farm. We know it's an international business, and sometimes some of these companies don't realize that modern technology is transforming what's going on in U.S. agriculture. So we want to make sure that we keep the farmer and rancher voice in all those conversations. That is a core tenet. That is the mission of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And that's why we're looking closely and more closely at these dialogues with our customer audiences, especially some of these food companies that are working on sustainability. We know that sustainability is important to everyone. It's important to U.S. farmers. It's important to our international customers, not just for crop farmers, because we do export a lot of our crops, but also to milk and meat, and everybody in agriculture depends on exports. So the export community is also looking at sustainability and how important it is. And I love that Marty reminded everybody that sustainability isn't a journey, isn't a destination, that it is a journey. It's a journey of continuous improvement. So we do need all these modern technologies, and especially the modern breeding technologies that help us to conserve the soil, to grow more food on fewer acres with less pesticide, with fewer inputs, with better and the quality and quantity of water, and lower carbon emissions. And that's really what sustainability is about.